You know what it is? It's just that the sexes communicate so differently. Women are so much more verbal than men. Men are always like, what do women want? I know what women want. Women want to talk. And they tell you that, guys. Doesn't your woman say to you from time to time, we need to communicate? And men hear the word communicate. Girls, if you'll stare through our eyes when you say that, you'll see football scores just start going just like that. We don't know how to communicate, and women are so good at it. I've been reading about the brain, and do you know that between the left and the right side of the brain, there are these little bridges that join the two sides. And within women, this is like an 8-lane superhighway. And in men, it's like a little dirt path. They have now discovered that in the average day, a man uses about 25,000 words and a woman uses about 40,000 words. See, guys, that's why when you come home and you're just dead tired, that's why she's still revved up. Meeting you at the door, how was your day? Let me tell you, I had a killer today. I had to run the kids all over the place, and then I went to the library. I ran into Peggy Green. Do you remember Peggy? We sat next to her and her husband last year at church at Christmas time. He's the kind of tall guy that's got a mustache with a little bit of gray in it. Works downtown at the printing place. Anyway, I was talking to Peggy, and she was telling me that her sister went to Tulane, and that there was a girl she went to school with that grew up two doors down from me. Can you believe that? How was your day? Eat. But women want to talk. Man, they've got to use the rest of those words up. I noticed my wife, when she's on the phone with her friends, man, they will share every intimate detail of their lives with each other. See, men, once we become friends with another man, we may not hardly ever say another word to him. Unless there's valuable information that needs to be exchanged. Things like, hey, Jim, your shirt's on fire. Thanks, Tom. See, Tom's not going to call Jim up later that night and ask him how he felt about his shirt being on fire. They're not going to discuss when they can get together and go out and find another shirt for Jim. The fire's out. Conversation's over. And men like to give women a hard time about getting together and shopping with their friends, but I have decided women don't get together to shop to necessarily buy things. They get together so they can spend the day kind of talking and catching up with each other. See, men, when we get together with our buddies, we got to compete. That's why we go play golf. We go hunting or we go fishing. We're going to compete with each other. Men could not shop with each other. It'd be a disaster. Guy'd come home, wife's like, how was your shopping trip, honey? Tom bought a fishing pole. So then Jerry bought a boat. So I had to buy a marina. Said, don't laugh. You're going to have to quit your job and run the bait shop. See how funny it is when you're chopping up squid at 4 o'clock in the morning. The sexist shop's so totally different. Men always say, women like to shop. I don't like to shop. That's a lie. Men like to shop. Men just like to shop for different things than women like to shop for. Men don't like to go to the mall. When men are at the mall, we shop like we're on a scavenger hunt. Like pants, pants. I need pants. I need pants. I need pants. I got pants, charcoal. I got to have charcoal for tonight. Where's charcoal? But men say, oh, I don't like to shop. Any man that says that has never been to a gun and boat show. Isn't that right, ladies? You try to get a man out of a gun and boat show. It's like trying to pry a muscle out of a conch shell. Well, honey, I was thinking I need to get this weasel gun right there. You've already got a weasel gun. I got a short-range weasel gun. See, this is a long-range weasel gun. Speaking of weasels, your family's coming over for dinner. Let's go. Come on. See, men and women communicate so differently. I'll give you a great example of this. About a week ago, my wife and I were watching television one night. And at one point, she got up and she left the room for a few minutes. And she comes back and she sits down next to me and she says, well, we're out of toilet paper. It's like, oh. I kept watching TV. A few minutes later, she said, that's right. There's not a single piece of toilet paper in the entire house. I kept watching TV. And you know how you can hear somebody getting mad at you? They don't have to say anything, but after a while, you can't hear the TV. You can just hear them breathing. I said, what's wrong? Nothing. Which means you got to keep asking the question until they deem you worthy of an answer. And every woman here knows where I went wrong in this little story. When she sat down next to me and she said, we're out of toilet paper, what was she actually saying? Go to the store and get some toilet paper. And guys, why didn't I do it? Because she didn't ask me to. That's exactly right. See, if another man had sat down next to me and said, well, we're out of toilet paper, I would have thought, hey, he's giving me a warning. That we're out of toilet paper. Next time you go back there, you might want to take a substitute with you. And I would have been happy to have gotten that information. Because trust me, I got a lot of buddies that would love to leave you hung up back there. Hey, Larry. Need a little help back here. Sorry, Jeff, I can't hear you. Hey, Larry, I'm about to use your shower curtain. How's your hearing now? Hold on, I think there's some carpet remnants out in the garage. Hold on, hold on. You guys have been great. God bless you. Thank you for coming out.
You stay down the road. Good night.